Welcome everyone, welcome viewing audience, and welcome everybody. We are going to continue on. Every time I think I'm done, the Lord will give more, add more. We will continue on this thought. You can have what you say. Now, what are you saying? You can have what you say. Is that right, musicians? But what are you saying? Words are not to be used loosely. God's words are so powerful. You never find God speaking idle words. Because when he speaks, what he says is going to happen. It's going to happen. So he never uses word loosely or careless or without purpose. When he speaks, he expects what he says to happen as he said it. Am I right? And then he created you and me, us, like himself. So when we speak, we expect what we say to come to pass, just like we said it. Hallelujah. So we don't jump the fence, you know what I mean? We neither jump the fence, we neither straddle the fence. We get on one side and we stay. And we ask somebody, whose side you on? We on the Lord's side. Why are you talking different from the Lord? If you are with the Lord, you're his, talk like him, act like him, live like him, and you'll be like him. Because you are like him. Don't let anything, are you hearing me this morning? Don't allow anything, any circumstance, any other person, any other situation that may arise that's different from what the word says and from what God has said about you, change you from what God has said. What does Psalm 139, I believe, 14? We are what fearfully and wonderfully made, and my soul doeth know it right well. I will not hesitate. I will not hold back on my praise to him, because he have made me like himself. He is a fearful God. A mighty God, awesome God, and he made you and me like himself. Let me say this, because I have a bunch of scriptures. I don't know if I'll be able to read them all, but I'll get as far as I can get. He created you and me so we could enjoy the best of both heaven and earth. You know, heaven feeds the earth. You know, the earth, you know, heaven is not like the earth. The earth was created from heaven. Or it came out of the realm of the unseen. This earth did. It came out of the realm of the unseen. Hebrews 11, 2 says it like this. I better turn there and read it. 1 said, now faith is what? Substance of things hoped for and the evidence of proof of things what? Not seen. Then in verse 2 it says, for by it the elders obtained what? Through faith, how? Through faith, how? Through faith. We understand that the world was what? Framed, put together, designed, fashioned, set in order by the word of God. Anybody ever seen God? You ever looked up on his face? Moses wanted to see him, but he couldn't. He told Moses, no man ever looked on my faith and lived. Didn't he say it? We understand this world was put together, framed, designed, fashioned by God. And how did God do it? With his word. Are y'all in the house? And this world was put together to give you God's best to live. I'm going to say it again. This world was put together, designed by God. God made this world before he created us. And he put it together. He put everything in this earth. Everything in this earth to give you. And you ever notice? Said it last week, and I bear repeating, that everything we have, the house you live in, the car you drive, food to eat, job you work on, furniture, appliance, you just go on and on, came from this earth. If it was not in this earth, man would not have been able to find it. There would not been no discovery. The reason why they can discover it, because it's there to be discovered. Are you hearing me? So this earth originally was designed and still designed, and I'll clarify what I mean. So it can give you everything you need because you are a spirit. Say, I'm a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a body. That makes me tripod. And every one of those, every part of you has to be fed. Your spirit man is fed from the word of God, the spirit of God. You have a mental part, mentality, intellect. That's your mind, your will, your emotion, and you have to feed that. Your physical man has to be fed. And it gets its substance from this earth. But all of this came out of God. I'll say it again. All of this came out of God. Spirit, mentality, mental, your mentality, your physical being, and all of this came out of God. But the spirit man designed or brought forth all that manifests in the natural. It came out of the realm of the spirit. So God said, let us make man in our image, right? After our likeness. And let them have what? Dominion over the fish of the sea, the earth. He wants to say the fish of the sea, cattle, and all everything that he created. Then he said all the earth. But notice he gave man dominion. How are man to rule? How were he to rule? How was he to dominate? What was he to use? Words. Words. And when we can get a revelation of this, that we're to use what God gave us. He created us. No other creature you know communicate like we do. Are you in the house? Most animals, they operate by instinct. We operate by communicating with words. Many different languages. But every culture, nationality of people, whatever culture they live in, they has a language they communicate in. I may not understand it, but they understand what they're saying.